Hello, it's Wednesday, February the 2nd, and we're in Revelation chapter 9. We pick it up now in verse 5. Yesterday we saw these locust-like creatures, a depiction of demonic activity in the course of history. And now in verse 5, they were allowed to torment them for 5 months, but not to kill them. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings someone. And again, there's an allusion here to Deuteronomy chapter 28, which speaks of Israel suffering the plagues of Egypt, including locusts. And it'll bring darkness and a trembling heart and failing eyes and despair of soul. And if you keep on reading to verse 6, you get the interpretation of what John is trying to tell you. And in those days, people will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. And that's a very graphic picture that the judgment drives them to despair. But they can't, and even a despair where they would want to commit suicide, but they cannot find it within them to do it. And then in verses 8 and 9, their hair like women's hair and their teeth like lion's teeth. They had breastplates, and the breastplates of iron, and the noise of their wings was like the noise of many chariots with horses rushing into battle. This is descriptive, apocalyptic language. Think of a cartoon and how you might depict great evil in the world. And again, this is not helicopters or modern weapons of warfare. This is John using pictures that his readers would be familiar with from reading the Old Testament and the locusts of the plagues in Egypt. But again, continuing the theme that every now and then God intervenes in providence and sends judgments to awaken those who are currently dead in trespasses and in sins, and as a kind of forewarning of what is to come on the great day of judgment. Well, that's it for today. Let's be back tomorrow on Thursday, and we'll have another look at chapter 9 of Revelation.